Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and hotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi Inca 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I am your priestess, your empress, and I am your advocate, and I'm here to serve you. Once again, thanks for joining us at the Care to Read Room. This is a special day for all the women. I'd like to give a shout out to all the mothers out there throughout the diaspora in the mainland, over in Africa and Egypt, too. We'd like to give a shout-out to those mothers who are busy being caretakers. Happy Mother's Day to you all. And a special happy Mother's Day to Maddie Ruth Harvey, my oldest sister and my mother, too. You are my mother, too. I'd like to say happy Mother's Day, Maddie Harvey. And on behalf of the family, we wish you were here to be able to give us some directions for the future. Once again, mothers, I hope you're in your proper and prospective places. If you're not, I know I am, right here where I should be, broadcasting live here on Blog Talk Radio Station in the Care to Read Room. Once again, we'd like to invite you to come in. We'd like you to lock those digits in at 646-478-0270. You are in the Care to Read Room if you didn't know where you were. So lock those digits in, little G, and keep them right there. Keep them right there. And mothers, why don't you come on in the room? We're busy trying to get things together for you. Now, you know this topic this month, it's been about raw truth about chocolate. Can chocolate heal you? And is chocolate a medicinal? Yes, chocolate can heal you, but there's only one specific kind, and that's dark chocolate. Now, we've been skirting around the situation because of all the holidays, and we've inserted some new things in the room with women talking about women issues, and we're going to be doing that again today. And in between that, we'll be serving up some dark chocolate. I just want to give you some tidbits about dark chocolate. You must remember, we're not talking about the milk chocolate. We're talking about the raw dark chocolate. Now, I went out to my website, and I want to thank all of you Facebook fans for giving me such good recipes. I wrote them all down, and I had intended to come in here and show off and give you all these great recipes about the cocoa beans. I wanted to tell you that you can make these mouth-watering drinks with these shakes with this cocoa. And you can't just use any cocoa. You need to go to the health food store to get this cocoa. There were the macaroons, beautiful recipes where you didn't even have to bake them or use dairy products. Now, I want you to understand, we're about health in this room. We are underwritten by Project 2019. We are a family and consumer education room. So we want to teach you. We want to give you some information that you can put in your peace pipe, take it home and smoke it tomorrow morning and use it by Monday. We want you to understand that we want you to stay healthy. For those of you who have not been eating healthy snacks, here's your chance to eat healthy snacks. When you get involved with going to the store to buy your snacks, always ask for the healthy whole foods and ask for the products that will give you more for your buck, and that's raw chocolate. Why don't you go on out to my website, www. As you put this in there, make sure you put in Omi's, O-M-I, Organic, O-R-G-A-N-I-C, Broadcaster, B-R-O-A-D-C, put the cast in there, C-A-S-T-E-R, .com. So when you go to that website, there are recipes. There are also blogging opportunities. Go ahead and blog and respond back to my blog and say something so I can respond back to you. That website has been set up specifically because I've been working on trying to create products. And I'm still working on it. It's a process. It's a slow process. I've been busy with other activities, but I'm still working on the process of learning how to make my own featured raw chocolate candies and treats just for the consumer. That's right. Now, I want you to stay healthy, women. And if you're like me, you like to munch on things. I'm not munching right now, thank God, but I do from time to time like to have my black licorice and my raw dark chocolate. Those are two of my favorite treats that I like to purchase when I go out to the candy store. So if you're thinking about buying me a gift or a Mother's Day gift, go ahead and send me some dark chocolate, you tall, dark, and handsome men out there that want to send something to the catering room. Send me a bundle of dark chocolate. Then you'll get me my response. Go ahead. Wrap it up and put it in the bag and say, it's in the bag, Omi. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. And you know it's only by the power of faith that we can do what we do every day and come on this show. And we want to petition you to realize the power of faith that gives us the ability to go on to great mothers. And mothers, stand up today. It's your day.
The moment I wake, there are thoughts. Faith in our hearts when it seems that our lives are falling apart. Dreams from the night follow me when I rise, and my fears bring tears to my eyes. Will our hope be realized? Will our children see freedom in them? The power that feels so secure.
Faith. And ladies and gentlemen, we haven't said our national anthem in a while. I'd like for you to stand to your feet as we prepare to say our national anthem that's written on the flag of the UNIA, the National Black Flag, National Black Flag, written by UNIA. Here's to this flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hope is this future bright Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it. Created nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it. Historians shall write of it. Great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it. 400 million back of it. Whose destiny depend on it? The red, black, and green of it. Oh, flag of mine. Here's to the green of it. Young man shall dream of it. Faith shot and shelled of it. Maiden shall sing of it. Waving so high. Here's to the whole of it. Colors brought and pole of it. Pleased is my soul with it, regardless of what is told of it. Thanks to God for giving it this great flag of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, periodically, please make sure that your children are learning that pledge. That's a Black National Anthem pledge for you to remember. And you know that we have not talked about some of our heritage and discuss our native tongue. We want to remember as Africans, the question is to be or not to be African. That is a question. And we have to understand that we can be many things in this world, but we should not have to debate over whether or not to be African. When we wear the burnt skin, we know that we truly are Africans, and every day there should not have to be a decision as to whether or not we put on our garb or whether or not we wear Eurocentric garb in place of who we are. Now, I'd like to also read the Black Family Pledge. Because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path our ancestors cleared, kneeling in perilous undergirding. Our children cannot hear us crying. Because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering, and we have abandoned the befuddled children that we give birth to. They neither want their children nor understand them because we have forgotten how to love the adversity within us and within our gates, holding up the mirror of the world, shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge and bind ourselves to one another, to embrace the lowliest, to keep company with the loneliest, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, and to do all good things, knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. In fact, we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. In honor of those who toil and employ God with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of the hopeless desolate, we make this pledge today, here and now. We make this pledge. Grant us the ability, Lord, to stand every day before you, remaining blameless. Grant us the ability to say that I am my brother's keeper. Grant us the ability to connect with one another and to make our brother's problem our own. Grant us the ability every day to be able to give until it hurts. Give us the ability, Father, that we might be able to pour our lives over into some other family's life. And may we be able to fill in the gap where there is absence of doubt, where there is absence of parents, where there is absence of fathers, may we be able to say that we are our brother's keeper. We are our brother's keeper, and I am because we are. And because we are, therefore I am. There is no self in this situation, only a we concept. Let us now gain back the African concept. To know thyself, African people, is the real mystery, to know thyself. And as we begin to know ourselves, may they know us by the way we love one another. May they recognize us by the way we embrace one another and by the way we care for one another and by the way we are each other's keeper. Know it and believe it. Take it for what it's worth. African people, the question here today is only to be African or not to be. Which will you choose to be? If you wear the burnt skin color on your face, you have no other choice but to have a longing and a desire to go back to the motherland. If someone asks you, how is it that you can have a desire to go somewhere you've never been, tell them it's in your Coptic records. It has been registered there that at one time, because your ancestors have lived there, that means you have lived there too. And that longing comes from the Coptic records that is hidden in your medulla oblongata. Tap into your medulla oblongata and find out who you really are. Get to know your burnt skin self and understand that you are part of a greater circumstance. You are part of a greater world. You didn't come here on your own account. You're the sum total of why your ancestors came. So therefore, you must recognize that it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. You'd be a damn fool if you didn't recognize your ancestors as they were. So why don't we go over to the throne of grace and lift up our ancestors and pay homage to them at this very moment. Stand to your feet. Ladies and gentlemen, as you stand to your feet, do this often in remembrance of your transitional family members and your heroes and sheroes and your deities of Orishas. We acknowledge our Godhead, the higher person that's within us. We acknowledge Oludulamare before we acknowledge anyone. And we pay homage to Oludulamare because we thank him for sending down a chain of command of those hierarchies that we ought to appeal to. Right now, we like to say Ashe to the highest of them all, our God, Oludulamare. For those of you who do not know the African God, Oludulamare is the African God. And Oromola is the form, in the form of Jesus Christ. He was at the right hand of God. He was the one that sculpted and molded us. But God himself gave us the breath of life. And as we begin to acknowledge our deities, our Yeye and our Baba, your mother and father spirit, we say, Ashe to Obatala, our father spirit. We pour libation to our mother spirit. She is the mother of the wind. She is the mother of the earth. She is the streams and the rivers and the ocean. We say Ashe to the mother of the rivers and the ocean. We say Ashe. And we know water has no enemy. Water is no enemy of anyone. Water is used as a neutralizer. And we want to neutralize ourselves in the middle of wherever we might be, knowing that there is no enemy against water, and we use water as part of the ritual. As we begin to acknowledge those loved ones who have transitioned, not gone away from us in the spirit, they're still present here, but gone away from us in the flesh. We like to acknowledge our personal loved ones. You can call on your mothers and fathers now, and if there's a name that you'd like to call out there, call it out in the atmosphere or come on in the room. Better yet, at 646-478-0270, as I call out my loved one's name, I like to call out Robert Jenkinson. I say Ashe. I call out Clara Jenkins, Ashe. Esalee Pope, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, I say. And Mary Lou Hawkins, I say. We like to call on those ancestors our heroes and sheroes. Sheke Diop, Ashe, Dr. Carruthers, Ashe, Doc Ben, Ashe, John Henry Clark, Ashe, the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King, Ashe. We call on Doc Ben, Ashe, and we call on those deities that may still be in the middle passage, that may still be trying to make their way through the Maya'afa. We call on those un-yet-born ones and the ones that have died in the womb. We call on them. May we stand on your shoulders today, and we say thank you for allowing us to stand on your shoulders today, and we say to God be the glory. I'd like to offer up a prayer. Excuse me. Iba Olukun O'er. I respect the chief who did not die. Omo Gobago, child of all fire. Dembemo Ogun Osun, child of the thunderstorm. I respect the child of the thunderstorm. Iba Oye Oluwa. I respect the spirit of the wind, garden of the land, of the ancestors. Obirin to Oroa Joko Ole, the garden of our internal organs. I respect the spirit of leaves and the owner of medicine, Iba Osun. And we pray that every family present here today on this Mother's Day, that mothers are blessed throughout the nation, that mothers are able to take their proper places, that they are next to the king, on the throne, the queen, and the mothers are instrumental because they are the spiritual side of the Creator. And Father, thank you for allowing us to see the womb. Thank you for allowing us to understand that you had no known mother, father, or next of kin, that you created yourself out of yourself. And Father, we call you the womb because there's none other that can create themselves without a womb. So you might be mother and father. So we thank you for allowing us to know the truth, that we may not go on in our ignorance and darkness, scuffling around, trying to find truth out of this madness. Help us to come into consciousness, Father, so that we're no longer believing fairy tales and fallacies and allegorical stories, but we're finding the truth, and that the truth is coming through in our medulla oblongata and our cosmic records. We're waking up. We're coming out of this anesthetism, and that we're now finally realizing that there is no truth in falsehood, and that we are to worship in spirit and in truth. You have put worshiping down on the inside of us. Let us become the living epistle as we worship in faith, in oneness with God, and as we have communion with God, and that as we hold fast to the fact that the temple needed no brick and mortar, that the temple was us. And that the caller to prayer was a man that went out in the courtyard and called everyone to prayer, and that became the church. Let the church grow up in our heart today. Let the church folks say amen. The church is within you. You must not be tied to a building. You must not be tied to a religion, but you must give up the falsehood and find who you are. Your religion grows up out of you through your way of life. It grows up through your customs and traditions. Now let us find church within us every day. As we begin to search for the proper religion, let us throw religion out the window and realize that God has not called us to be a religiosity person, but he called us to worship. Worship him in spirit and truth, and acknowledge your ancestors today, and respect all of the prophets, because they all came to bring our special part. The mouth can't be the hand, and the hand can't be the leg. We all carry a special part. And as we acknowledge those prophets, we will be careful to understand that all religions have a purpose, and every denomination, as we respect them, we say Ashe. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for going on that talking cure with me. We need a healing in the family today. Can somebody say we need a healing in the family today? And I'm sure that there's one among us that is sick with palsy and can't get well. I'm sure that there's someone locked in prison now that can't get free in the prisons of their mind and behind the walls. But we free those people today. We say that they can be free. As we talk about women today, this is Mother's Day, and mothers have cried all over the world. They have cried buckets of tears, not only for their own children, but for other children. They have cried for situations. And, you know, mothers have been put down, and mothers have been drug out, and mothers have held up the nation. Like it or not, people, the mothers have held up the church. And to you mothers out there who have held up the churches and you're tired, like Fannie Lou Hamer said, she's sick and tired of being tired, because you've gone in the churches and you've been hurt the most by the church. If you've been hurt by an institution called church, call in. Talk about it and call in. Now, I'm warning you. I'm warning you to reexamine your church homes and reexamine the places that you go to periodically on a regular basis that you put much time into, probably more time than you ought to. I'm warning you to find within the four corners of your own walls at home a place where you can turn your head to the wall and begin to pray and begin to make confession, a place where you can go and spend time getting to know the ear of the King. Now, women are reporting all sorts of problems that are happening in the churches. They're reporting the fact that they've given their last dime and they've gone bankrupt just through giving to the church. And don't tell me. I know this firsthand. Don't tell me, because I've experienced situations as an evangelist in the church. So I'm not talking about what I think I know. I'm not talking about what I think I heard. I'm talking about what is factual and what has been reported to me. Now, my question is, whose report will you believe? First of all, we've got to understand, until we start bringing African traditions in our churches, until we start teaching the real authentic rituals in our churches, and until we start realizing that Jesus was a black man, then we ought to reexamine our madness and rethink our madness about what's going on in these churches. Because when we get down and out, lose our job, lose our homes, become bankrupt, the church should be there to assist. Don't tell me that the church is not responsible. Then why would the church ask you for your W-2, your 1040? Why would the church ask you to examine that if they weren't a part of your family? Only family members have a right to see those things. And if they're asking you for them and they're a part of your life, then there should be a part of your life when you arrange your financial management. That's not happening in the church today, preacher, deacon, evangelist, apostle. That's not happening. What's happening is women are being turned out. They're being told to walk away from those no good husbands and come on in the church. And then when they walk away from them, they have no income coming in, and then they're broke. And then they find themselves homeless. And some of them find themselves put out by the church. That has to stop, ladies and gentlemen. The woman is the church. She is the closest thing to God. And because she's the church, she is the temple. She need not reinvent a brick-and-mortar building. Women, you're going to have to go on your knees in your own confinements of your own spirit. Go into confinements there. Take a sabbatical. I took a sabbatical. I had to take a sabbatical. I got tired of seeing the madness, and I needed to hear from God. You don't need a preacher to interpret what God is going to tell you. God says that you need not have any man teach you, that the Holy Spirit would teach you. And if it's time to take a sabbatical, sit still for a while and let the Holy Spirit teach you and go within yourself and call on the Most High to show you great and wondrous things. Now, I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is not about me. This is not about me telling you what to do with your life. You have to understand, I'm offering a disclaimer. Some of us are sick and can't get well because some of the things we're doing is making us sick. And some of us are confused, mentally confused, when we find out we've given all we got and we can't get that assistance. I want you to understand, women, you are greater and powerful than you ever know. And let the real truth be told. The whole concept of God came from you. You very well may not have been the rib that came out of Adam, because Adam was a flaw. Adam was inadequate. God does not make anything inadequate. So he must have been a mistake. And you could not have come out of the rib, the right side of his rib, because there is no error in God. Now, if anyone wants to challenge me on that, call in now and tell me I'm out of line for saying that there's error in God. There is no error in God. If Adam was produced out of air, he very well couldn't be a part of woman, because there is no error in God. So therefore, could the woman truly have come from Adam in the form of a rib and his downtrodden and putrefied self? I don't think so. I really don't. Now, wasn't Adam put to sleep for a period of time? Somebody tell me, did anybody ever wake Adam up? Did he ever wake up? Or is he still asleep? Now, if he is still asleep, which Adam are you talking about? The one that's anesthetized, that's still asleep, or has he awakened? To my knowledge, he never woke up. If he never woke up, then that error was Adam, who's still asleep, and you are not dealing with an error today. You're dealing with the real McCoy today. So women, so if you think you're downtrodden and you feel that you're inadequate, I want you to think again, because you have to be one of the finely made orchestrated things by God, because you come from the spiritual side of God. You give life. Every egg that's conceived comes here in the form of a female egg. Now, this isn't only philosophy. This is scientific. Animals, insects are born here with a female egg. It doesn't come here with a male egg. The male egg has to be made. Now, Dr. Delbert Blair could bear me out on this, on his statistics. Go and check it out. So if you came here a female egg and you had to make the female egg into a male, then wouldn't it be stand to reason that maybe male came from female? Let's think about it. We're doing our science today. This is the scientific method, and mothers are scientists, and scientists do have a pedagogical philosophy, and they use their scientific method. They create a hypothesis, and then they gather their data, and then they come up with the facts. Now, here is my hypothesis. It's true that every egg is a female gender. The man had to have come from a female gender before he became a male. So how is it that you're going to get the female out of the male? It doesn't sound logical, does it? Now, let's think. Let's put our thinking caps on. Could it possibly be that woman is God? Could it possibly be that man came from woman? And could it possibly be that we have always known this in our spirit, and we have always been the ones to make up the church? Then why is woman being crucified in church? And tell me, why did Mary Magdalene get crucified with her character, and why was she called a whore? Was it to do a play on words so we would never figure it out that Mary Magdalene was one of the prophets? She was one of the evangelists that said, Jesus said, go and tell it. She was the first woman evangelist. Now, we're going to have to set things straight. Or some of these women are going to walk up out of these churches because they're sick and tired and they're fed up. They're fed up with these lies and allegorical stories, and no more will they believe them. You have got to tell them who they are. They must find out who they are, and they must walk in truth, spirit in truth. And once we find out who women really are, then maybe this earth can be set on proper course. Maybe things can be turned around. Why is it that they appear to be inferior? And the lesser vessel. There's nothing less about a woman in her strength and in her fortitude and in her body makeup. If you check the statistics, you'll find that she has endurance. Women, you have endurance, mothers. I want you to know this on this Mother's Day. You were built to construction, to have everything in place you needed to be a God. Now, then why don't you call yourself the gods that you are? Because for fear of someone will say you're blaspheming. But doctors, psychiatrists are finding these things out today, and they're knowing this for themselves. But we must find it out as well, and we must substantiate it. The churches are falling apart because the truth is out. The woman knows her place now, and the truth is out. You can no longer hide the truth. You must begin to reveal the truth. And when the truth is revealed, things will turn around. So I say, turn it around. Did you hear me, women? Turn it around. Turn it around in your churches. Turn it around in the pulpit. Turn it around in the community. Turn them. Turn them. Turn them. The Bible says when you have been fulfilled and when you've learned the truth, you go out and fulfill somebody else and turn them around. It's time now. It's time now that we are to turn things around and turn our situations around in the African-American community. This foolishness has gone on too long. We're not children. We're old people. We are the mothers and fathers of the nation. We know better than this. But yet we've taken a second-class citizen seat, and we've allowed falsisms, and plagiarism to be perpetuated among us, and we've lulled ourselves to sleep. Well, it's time to wake up, women. Wake up, women. I say wake up, women. It's time to wake up. Because if things are going to get better in our households, in our relationships, in our families, we have to know the truth. And the truth will set us free. It will set all of us free. And Ephah said, he will mend our broken hearts. Ephah says, he will mend our broken hearts. Not just the African nation, but every nation from one end of the globe to the other. Every nation shall be set free, and every nation shall be corrected. In our madness, we will come to our senses. Let us come to our senses during the time of Women's Day as we gather women together and tell them who they really are. You're God's little children, and ye have overcome them. Why don't you know this? Why have you been suppressed so long? Stop your crying. Pick up your buckets. Pick up your Latins. God has collected all your tears, and he knows your heart, and he knows the tears that you cry. Some of you have cried unnecessary tears because your man is gone. Some of you cried unnecessary tears because your children have been wayward and some been locked up falsely. Some of you have cried unnecessary tears. God said he's collected every one of them. You need not be ashamed. When you discover the truth, you rightfully divide the word of truth, you need not be ashamed. Because God said that he would that you would have good success and that you would prosper. And in all things you would prosper and have good success. Women are getting ready to prosper all over the world. Women are getting ready to come to their clear conscious senses, and they will know which manner of man they are. And they will know which jobs and their purpose on this earth. As we begin to look at Mother's Day, know your purpose. Know that God has called you to something great. Don't sit on that sofa eating bonbons and chocolate candies all day and waiting for the welfare system to take care of you because you feel it's their responsibility. Get up and do something for yourself. Get up and do something for your children. You're a nation. And a woman who rises up and decides to do something, she rises up with the nation in her hand. We're nation builders. We have the whole nation in our hand today. We can mold and we can affect the whole nation by how we think. Stop putting corrupted things in your mind and eating corrupted food and start realizing holistic is how you have to go if you're going to live long lives on this earth. At one time, we were the longest living people on this earth as black women. And we weren't stressed out. We've got to get that back. We got to change our diet. We got to eat some raw, dark chocolate. We got to have holistic foods and understand that our food is our medicine. And we've got to live long lives because we're God's little children, and we have overcome them. And it is time now for us to pick up our lanterns